We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can. If anyone didn't know, there's a wonderful new trend that I started where I'm texting Maggie Gray photos of squirrels I see outside just to freak her out. If you want to tweet her at Maggie Gray or tweet the show at Maggie and Pearl, or send it to me at Andrew Perloff, and we'll make sure Maggie gets a picture of the terrifying monsters of the suburbs. The squirrels are everywhere. Are you recovered from that text I sent?
This is already happening. Like, people have already started sending me stuff. I'm seeing things from our good friend Nick in Texas, obviously, and others. Now people love sending me squirrel stories. So thanks, everyone, for the nightmare fuel. You know, you get honest on this show for 1 second, and then all of a sudden, everyone turns it against you and just starts sending you and bombarding you with your biggest fear. So thanks. It's like some kind of immersive therapy or something. You guys are like trying to scare this out of me. It's
well,
not going to work.
The best part is you're scared of an animal that actually is not going to harm you. So I think we can all agree to have fun here. Watch, by the way, the headline. CBS Sports Radio host mauled to death by pack of angry squirrels.
Wouldn't you all feel awful if I was killed by a squirrel? Yes, you would.
By the way, you could probably tell that you and I are well-rested because we're not staying up late to watch these dramatic NBA games, are we, Maggie? What is going on?
Perloff, if you miss the first quarter, it's over. Like, you know, usually with NBA games, it's like, all right, you know, you make sure you're there for at least the second half and you really get to see what's going on. A lot of times people say it can be like a fourth quarter sport. Forget that. In these playoffs, if you're not sitting down ready when the ball is tipped off at center court, you're going to miss everything. I mean, how long last night were the Miami Heat sitting on 1 point? One point.
Yeah. It's a new NBA, is the blowout NBA. And honestly, like, I don't want to watch it, Maggie. It's got to get closer or I'm just not in right now.
Well, thankfully, we have OTAs to come and save us, Perloff, because we will get to more basketball later on in the show. But we had to start today with something that's really caught both of our eyes, and that is one of the new exciting teams in the NFL, and it's the Denver Broncos. And as much intrigue as there is with Russell Wilson being traded to the Broncos this offseason, Perloff, I am just really surprised at just how confident Russell sounds in this team, considering its OTAs. Now, I get projecting, you know, positivity, and you want to go into this thing with a good mentality, but I'm reading yesterday from their post-practice, quote, "It was just such a competitive practice. It felt like a championship type week in OTA number one." That's a good feeling.
I
no doubt that it is, but I mean, should we be pumping the brakes a little bit? See, I thought how this was going to go was that people like us and on the outside were going to just put so many unfair expectations on the Denver Broncos. The media, the fans, we didn't have to do a damn thing. Russell Wilson and these Broncos are talking so confidently, and I just can't get there right out of the bat, right out of the gate with them, Perloff.
Well, first of all, it's Russell Wilson speak, which is always incredibly positive and optimistic. Yeah. But I think it's intentional to try and get the team to adapt a championship mentality. I mean, not to sound like an NFL cliche, but it's obvious like he's trying to build something here where everybody believes they can win. But the other thing, Maggie's, have you been paying attention? This is what's happening now. Mercenary quarterbacks go to a new team, win a Super Bowl. It's a simple formula. 1 year with Tom Brady and the Bucs, maybe an exception. Now 2 years, Matthew Stafford. You can win this way. We've seen it recently. So at least like there's a reason to think. I understand like they're in the toughest division, like the history of the NFL. But there's a reason to think that this team could be a contender.
Okay, contender, I would say playoff team, no doubt, I would think. But again, really tough division. I do not see this exactly the same, though, as the Rams or as the Buccaneers. First of all, as you mentioned, division way harder. And I know the NFC West was difficult last year, but the Seahawks ended up obviously, you know, having a down year because of Russell's injury, mostly. Obviously, the Arizona Cardinals had their second half swoon. And, you know, the 49ers were right there. So that was a tough division, sort of, but nothing like the AFC West. I would say, you know, you also had coaches who, at least had a lot more experience on the head coaching side of this. What's going on in Denver? New offense, new defense, new head coach who's never done this before, who's previously been working with Aaron Rodgers, so that's awesome, but who's responsible for the offense when you're working with Aaron Rodgers? Those are fair questions to ask any offensive coordinator who's working with a generational talent. I don't see this as this like crazy, more sure thing. There are so many questions with its Denver Broncos team. To be talking Super Bowl in year one, Perloff, that just seems like, you know, I get it because Wilson is electric, but I don't see this as the apples to apples with the Rams and with the Bucks.
You know, if you look at trends, though, can't you argue that Nathaniel Hackett could be this year's Zach Taylor? Both of them sound like sort of mid-1800s presidents, Zach Taylor and Nathaniel Hackett, which is one thing. But young guy from an offensive system, like Zach Taylor was from the Sean McVay tree. Nathaniel Hackett, obviously, from the, I guess, what's the ultimate tree? That's a Shanahan tree. Or LaFleur, or McVay tree. I don't even know. They're all connected to McVay.
It's all the same tree.
Yeah, this is basically how you win now. No, I understand what you're saying. Like, yes, of course, when you look at the AFC West, it's loaded. But don't you think, like, that's a Super Bowl goal there? Like, I feel like anything short of at least a championship game is going to be a disappointment for Russell Wilson. You feel getting the playoffs is enough?
In year one? I mean,
He's 34.
I know he's 30. Well, yeah, he'll be 34, right? He just said, though, recently, Perloff, and I think he believes this, and the way quarterbacks play now, why wouldn't he? He thinks his career is only half over.
That's true.
He's been in the NFL for 9 years. He thinks his career is only half over. And let's not forget, too, you know, there is a part of, I think there's two parts of this. One is obviously to turn around Denver, make them into, you know, a Super Bowl caliber team. Maybe not year one, but in due time for sure. But I also think Russell Wilson wants to win an MVP. I think that part of, you know, the friction between him and Pete Carroll was obviously over the let Russ cook and how much they were going to have him throw on early downs and all of that. And I think you read everything coming out of Denver, this is his offense.
Yeah.
And he's got his fingerprints not just on this whole team, but certainly on the offense. I think he's going for, yes, winning and all of that. No doubt he's a team guy. But I also think there's a secondary goal here, which is Russell finally getting an MVP, which I'm sure he believes, you know, as he has not been able to fully showcase his skill set, even though he's a perennial Pro Bowler and a future Hall of Famer.
No. Come on. You're telling Mr. Russell Wilson, Mr. Unlimited, he wants a championship, Maggie. He doesn't care about an MVP. He wants a Super Bowl. Once you've won one, and you should have won two, don't you think he's obsessed with getting that last Super Bowl back? No, the MVP would be nice. You're right. And I do agree, like, he's going to a new system that'll let him throw the ball more. He's going to have a great shot this year. Also, he's so much talent around him. You look at Cortland Sutton, Tim Patrick, KJ Hamler, Jerry Jeudy. Jerry Jeudy, I mentioned fourth. He's loaded on offense, so I think he has a great chance to have big numbers. But I think Russell Wilson, maybe I'm buying into Russell talk. I feel like he's like Tom Brady, like it's championship or bust in his mind. Don't you think he's built similarly mentally to Brady?
Oh, yeah, in his mind. But I'm talking about the reality of the upcoming season. And I don't think that it's that sort of slam dunk thing. I have no doubt that he can be a culture changer and all of that. But in terms of, you're going to out of the gate win a Super Bowl and be the third quarterback in a row to switch teams and then come away hoisting the Lombardi? I don't see it. And, like, you know, you're right. There are so many great offensive weapons. But can I remind you, Jerry Jeudy was just arrested last month. Now he's sitting out because they think he has somewhat of a small back issue. There may be some questions there. You know, the defense is good. Good. Is it great? We're going to find out. That Rams defense was really good. Obviously, they have Aaron Donald, the best defensive player in the league. And the Bucs defense ended up being one of the best defenses in the NFL that year, the year they won with Tom Brady. I don't know if Denver's on that caliber with defense.
Wait, so who was Tampa Bay? What was Tampa Bay's roster before Tom Brady got there? It wasn't this roster. This roster is loaded with Pro Bowlers and all pros. Like, Tampa Bay was not that. They had Mike Evans, but they were not stacked. This roster is completely stacked. I mean,
it is.
Yeah.
But Perloff, Brady obviously saw something in that roster.
Yeah.
Because
he wasn't
going to go to Tampa with a bunch of nobodies.
Yeah. Obviously, Tampa was a sleeping giant, but Denver feels that way. Remember, Denver has been gearing up for Aaron Rodgers. They've been working on this for 2 years. So they have talent everywhere. I think the only reason like we're even hesitating here is that stupid division. Like the fact that the Chargers and the Raiders and the Chiefs, not the Chiefs, I think the Chiefs had a bad offseason, obviously, but that they added so much talent. But, you know, there's so, like you say, it's a bad defense. It has a possibility of being a dominant defense. Bradley Chubb, obviously, up front. But, like, I was just looking at their depth chart. They have Patrick Surtain, who's going to be a star, Justin Simmons and Kareem Jackson at safety, and Ronald Darby at the other corner. Like, that's a shutdown group of defensive backs. Now you have like
I didn't
like
say they were
stud.
Bad. You have stud. I just don't know if they're going to be as good as the Rams or as the Bucks.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're way ahead of where we thought the Bucks were there. I think that's like the makings of a really, really elite defense. Now, that's, you know, I'm saying a lot here. I expected some change. But I think the NFL now, look at the other team, the Bengals. Like, you can really do unexpected things in today's NFL. And I feel like the Broncos with Russell Wilson are just, they're right there. Do you give the Raiders or the Chargers, do you feel better about them as Super Bowl teams?
I feel like,
Chargers I would understand.
Chargers, everyone's hyping up the Chargers. I mean, the Chargers have gotten, because of Justin Herbert, and we'll talk about his offseason coming up in just a little bit. But, I mean, hard to say. Hard to say. I think this division is just going to beat each other up so much that I'm not sure. The only team I would really feel confident saying the Super Bowl, you know, would be the obvious goal for them would definitely be the Chiefs. And as you mentioned, like, I don't even know if this was a banner offseason for them. They're getting tons of praise about what they did in the draft, but obviously you lose Tyreek Hill, and it's going to be massive, I think, unless Patrick Mahomes is going to make up for all of this. But no, I like the confidence. I just don't know if I believe that Denver is going to be the Super Bowl contender year one. But we want to hear from you. 855-212-4227, 855-212-4CBS. Can I just give you weeks 13 through 18
Please.
For the Denver Broncos?
Yep.
This is the way they're going to finish out the year, okay? At Baltimore, Kansas City, Arizona, at the Rams, at Kansas City, and then LA Chargers to finish out the season. That's a tough end for weeks 13 through 18. And I'm, you know, it's going to be a crazy year for that AFC West, but that stood out to me for sure about how they're going to try to, you know, bring this thing home and land the plane in weeks 13 through 18. That is not easy.
Yeah, but the NFL did them a favor, gave them the Cardinals in the second half of the season. So that home game against the Cardinals, you could even rest your starters and come out with a W there. So here's the thing, Maggie, I'm just assuming the flip side is that they must have a pretty easy first, you know, because they weren't a great team last year, so their first half must be easy.
The first half is not terrible for them. They end up playing a game, I believe they're going to London, one of their games against Jacksonville, right? So the beginning part of the schedule, they could get off to a pretty good start. They start at Seattle, obviously, with schedule makers with a wink and a nod there. Houston, San Francisco, they're at Vegas. Indianapolis will not be easy at the Chargers, the New York Jets, and then Jacksonville.
Ooh.
And that's a London game.
That's a lot of AFC South and the Jets on that first part of the schedule. That's got to be kind of exciting.
It's going to be important for them to get off to a really good start. And think about that, right? You're trying to get out of the gate really strong when you have all these new moving pieces trying to adapt.
They all get used to, you get the easy part of the schedule. Then they're all like used to playing with each other. So then they're ready for the end of the season. And like, I kind of think like this AFC West thing, maybe it helps all these teams, Maggie. Maybe they iron sharpens iron, as me and Stu and Mike say here in the
yes,
studio all the
as
time.
As you guys demonstrate the time, yes.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I think the champion might come out of there. I mean, my pick's already in. It's the Bills against anybody. I'm sorry, Maggie. And I could do it without
you.
Yeah, but obviously, they're all going to lose in Buffalo, all these teams we're talking about. Because I think your point is they can't possibly get the number one seed out of that division because they're going to get losses. So they're going to have to travel east, likely to Buffalo. So that's a problem, I admit. But hey, Russell Wilson, he's done that kind of thing before. He's had big games of all across the country coming for Seattle. I think Super Bowl is a legitimate goal. I don't think I'm alone, Maggie. I like to hear our callers. I'll bet you a lot of people think, you know what, that's at least the goal in Denver.
Yeah, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Year one Super Bowl for the Broncos, is that unfair? I do. If I were them, I'd be giving myself a little bit of breathing room too. Let everyone else around you build up the expectations. I get wanting to instill a winning culture, but you're ratcheting up the expectations to the point where the media and the fans don't have to do anything. Also, Russell Wilson saying it's not going to be emotional when he goes back to Seattle. Can you choose emotions, Perloff? I thought that that's just something that sort of overcomes you in the moment. I didn't know you could choose to turn it off.
No, I agree with you. I think it's going to be really hard. But he's been dying to get out of there for 2 years. So I don't know. The emotion might be, oh, thank God I am not wearing the Seahawks blue today, because I do think he really, really wanted out of there.
Of course, you can also find us on Twitter at Maggie and Pearl. You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/Maggie and Perloff. That's where you can get in on the convo. You can call us 855-212-4CBS. Want to hear from you about this crazy division and specifically about the Denver Broncos. Of course, coming up next, the most unwatchable thing in sports right now. Perloff and I will unload the clip on that. We got so much to do here. Very busy day. Big day for my co-host also. We'll get into that as well. So much to do. So glad to have you on this fantastic Tuesday on CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network, Sirius XM Channel 158. Don't move.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.